Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Here we are. Never ending segment because people are always getting ghosted. Like Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
What up,
Aaron?
Hi, guys.
Happy to be talking to you. Unfortunately, not so good circumstances. Right. So tell us about Emily. What happened here?
We met online. We actually had like a few mutual friends, but it doesn't matter. We met online. We went on a few dates. She's awesome. We got along. I thought we got along really well. We both have dogs. So we like bonded over that. We're both like really athletic and we both like cycling and like a bunch of other stuff. And then just like all of a sudden, just like I texted her one day and she was like, I can't do this. And I was like, can't do what? And then she will not respond to me. I have zero clue what happened.
I was watching Sex in the City, the movie, prepping for the new series coming out. And Big's
Sarah,
like,
they haven't even begun production.
I know, but Big's like, I can't do this. The marriage.
Okay. Well, let's just cut straight to it. He has given us Emily's number, so we're going to call in and see if we can't mediate a conversation here. Hang on.
Hello?
Hi, Emily.
This is her.
Good morning, Emily. This is Booker, and I've got Alex Franco and Sarah Osbourne on the phone. We're with Mix 94.7. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah in the morning, and we're...
Oh, no way.
Right in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone. First of all, you're on the radio. Second of all, Aaron is also on with us, and the reason we're calling you because he contacted us and said that he had such an amazing time with you and really enjoyed hanging out with you and felt a connection. And all of a sudden you just said, I don't want to do this anymore. So he wants to know why. And we thought that maybe we can be here to kind of help with a conversation.
Right. Oh, man. Well, I mean, it's really awkward, but okay, I guess. So basically... Long story short, I'm really close to my parents and like especially my dad. He's actually a cop. He's been a cop for over 30 years, and you know, I used to hate it, but these days it's actually really helpful. And when I start dating a guy, if it's like starting to get serious, I ask my dad to do a little digging.
Nice.
And, yeah, it's helpful and it works.
I feel like he dug a little too deep on Aaron, and it touched a nerve.
Yeah.
Do you mind pausing here real quick? Aaron, do you have any idea what Dad dug up? And are you okay to continue this call? Because I hate to put your business out there if you're not okay with it.
Yeah, no, I have a pretty strong idea of what he found, although I'm really... This makes me feel really uncomfortable to find out that she's using her dad to... dig up information about me. That kind of seems, I don't know, a little unethical, right?
Well, we're not here to judge that. Right. When it comes to relationships, I feel like women use all the tools in their toolbox.
I mean, seriously. And good for them.
She just reached out to one tool, just so happened to be daddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Is it okay if she says it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so he found two DUIs.
Uh-huh.
Not one, but two. And that's just not, like, I have a pretty strong stance against drinking and driving, and it's not really my thing. So
I'm with you.
I figured it's better to just kind of cut it off now than before, like, feelings kind of grow. And now, like, if I did continue to date you, my dad would absolutely kill me. So
let me just make sure that I'm clear here. You're saying that there's no room here for working things out.
Like, even if there's a good explanation for both of them.
It's a hard pass,
no,
whether
I
you
mean,
like him
one
or not.
One maybe, but two? Like, I...
Yeah.
I think I'm good.
If he had explained himself, like, very early on, you know, and said, like, oh, I was 16 when this happened and I was stupid. And,
well, 16, it's even worse.
Yeah, well, I was 21. DUIs are terrible. But if he had explained and came forward with the information and said, like, hey, when I was 21, I was really stupid. I've worked really hard since then. And I've, you know, cleaned up my life.
I mean,
be
maybe,
different?
But
maybe.
It just kind of feels like it's not worth it.
It actually kind of feels like to me that you went behind my back and used your dad, who's a cop, to like suss out information about me. Like, yeah. You could have asked me, we could have had a conversation, I would have told you. Mm-hmm. This feels like really gross, honestly.
And yeah,
like,
well, good thing y'all aren't gonna see each other anymore.
Well, then I guess we agree. We won't
yeah,
go
there
out
you go. Yeah, now, in fairness, I'm not sure that's something I would divulge. You know what I mean?
Right away.
Yeah, right away.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's usually something that I tell someone down the line that, like, I was, you know, I had some issues when I was younger and I've gotten them cleared up and I don't do that anymore. But she clearly wasn't interested in that and she's just afraid of her cop dad and, you know, wants to just do everything that he wants. So that's fine.
All right. Well, we certainly have our answer and I appreciate you coming on, Emily and Aaron. I'm sorry we had to unload your dirty business on the radio.
Seriously.
I'm very open about it if someone just asks me about it directly.
Sure.
Other than, you know, going behind my back. But good luck, Emily. I hope Daddy likes
okay.
all of her boyfriends.
Hey, he has your info. You don't want to call him Daddy.
Don't go pissing off the police officer, brother.